My name is Marilyn Gardner, and I'm going to be presenting on addressing childhood overweight. It takes a community. And Tricia Callahan, my co-author, and I are founding members of the Healthy Weight Kids Coalition, along with several other people and organizations. And the coalition was started back in 2002. It was a group of concerned people, health-related professionals from private care, from public health, from the university, who were all interested in addressing the issue of overweight in our community. One of the things that we noticed is that while there was some interest within our group, when we tried to take it to the community, there was a lack of interest because many of the stakeholders were discounting or disregarding the national and statewide data because they didn't view that as really being reflective of our community. Even though Kentucky as a nation, our childhood overweight rates were higher than the national average, it was viewed as being them and not us. So one of our solutions, before we could get started on implementing, we needed to get buy-in, and so we implemented a three-phase process where we gathered local data, shared it, and then started using it. And I should mention at this point that we are a coalition with no funding and just a lot of people who have different organizations that bring forth different resources to it. In phase one, with gathering local data, our objective was to increase awareness of the problem and to get stakeholder buy-in. And we took a two-prong approach in doing this by first documenting the local prevalence of childhood overweight and by then identifying the assets within the community as well as the needs and barriers. When documenting the prevalence of overweight in local children, we went to an existing data source. In Kentucky, it's mandatory that children get school health physicals at school entry, and again at sixth grade. And these school health physicals are located within the student's academic record within each institution. And so the department, our local school districts were very receptive to having the local health departments go in and abstracting these data. And so we abstracted height, weight, gender, date of birth, and date of exam, entered all of that information into EpiInfo's NewtStat program to get their BMI percentile and to generate descriptive data on our local children. And this is a slide produced by the Barron River District Health Department showing distribution of weight categories within the eight counties in their region. And overall, when looking at the school health, the kindergartners, we had more than one-third of kindergarten students and close to one-half of sixth graders who were above the 85th percentile. And of those who were above the 85th percentile, which is the cutoff for being healthy weight, the majority were in the above the 95th percentile, which is equivalent to the adult cutoff of obesity. What was even more alarming is when we looked at the school entry in 1997 among the sixth graders and compared it to the kindergartners of 2003, we saw a twofold increase in the rate of children who were above the 95th percentile. And these data were collected a little bit differently using YRBS data, comparing the nation and the state, and then we had a census study of one of our local high schools where we administered the YRBS food and nutrition items and also computed BMI based on self-reported data. But the red bars represent actual weighing, height-weight measurements among the same students. So as you can see, even among our high school adolescents, our local rates are quite alarming and above national trends. We also conducted community and stakeholder audits, where we identified key stakeholders and what resources they had available so we could sort of do an asset map. We assessed community resources as part of that, looking at as they related to physical activity, nutrition, and weight management. And then we assessed practices, beliefs, and perceptions of three major stakeholder groups: the pediatric healthcare providers, mainly pediatricians and family care practitioners, although there were some nurse practitioners as well, teachers and parents. And some of the general findings, and we do have data on all of these, and I'd be happy to share specific data to either one, any of those surveys, but some of the general findings is that we found that we had a lot of really good and interested people who really did care about the issue of childhood overweight. We also found that there were a lot of gaps and overlaps in services and facilities and within the built environment. And then one of the most crucial things that we found that there was a lot of finger pointing and who was responsible for this program and who needed to be addressing it. When we looked at different barriers, parents and physicians pointed to the schools as being the problem, and schools, pointed their fingers outward as well. Phase two is when we started sharing the local data, and our objective there was to provide our stakeholders with an evidence base so that they could then go out and design and implement interventions to help address the problem of childhood overweight. And one of the first things we did is we developed and disseminated a resource guide that showed all of the assets within the community, all the physical activity resources, nutrition programs, weight management, and pediatric care providers who worked within that area. And then tailored messages were sent to the schools based on their data. And I just wanted to give an example of some of the charts that were generated from the BMI data showing where individual schools lied. And they were given information on how to read these charts to see that, yes, indeed, childhood overweight is a problem in your school. Community forums were held to disseminate the information and to get the word out that this is a problem within our community and not just the state or the nation. And professional dissemination through physician forums, presenting at national and state conferences, and then our data were used also as part of a consensus article for legislation for the Kentucky Medical Association. And general findings from this phase of the study was that we found that the data really increased the awareness of the problem and increase people's awareness of the complexities, realizing that childhood overweight is a multifactorial problem that was going to require multiple factions addressing it in order to be successful at reducing our rates or at least stopping our trend upward. And it also increased the desire and willingness of the people to take ownership of the problem and to coordinate efforts instead of finger pointing outward, starting to look at what can I do to address this problem. In phase three, with using the local data, our objective was to document activities and monitor changes that occurred following the sharing of the data. And some general findings were that one of the best things I think that came out of this is that it strengthened existing relationships and it fostered the growth of new relationships and new partnerships between different organizations and individuals, which has helped to reduce duplication of efforts. We found that several people were doing similar things, but it was diluted because we weren't working together. And it also yielded some very creative strategies for addressing the childhood overweight. Two school health summits have now been held, spearheaded by our local health departments and bringing in administrators from schools throughout the region to talk about what can schools do in terms of policy and practices. Different grants have been applied for and received for different schools and for different initiatives within the community. A Speakers Bureau is still in the works of being developed, but so that we can go out and get the word out, different topics. Toolkits have been developed for different schools to use and community groups, and a website with informational sections for physicians, educators, parents, and children was developed and launched. And the website is healthyweightkids.org. Some specific findings, we had baseline data that we collected back in 2002, and then some repeat measures were collected in 2005. And again, I'd be happy to share specific findings from those studies, but just in general, we found that the use of the school health index increased from 12% to 87% in a 10-county region during that three-year follow-up. And there were significant changes in nutrition practices within schools as well. And this varied widely within the region. There were some schools that received grants, and the effect on those schools, or the difference that we noticed in those schools, were more pronounced than some of the other schools. But vending practices, there were a lot of voluntary vending changes that were made, including milk vending, decreasing the number of sugared drinks that were, sugared beverages that were available for vending. Schools also began offering, some schools began offering fresh fruits and vegetables at every meal. And one district has launched a comprehensive food analysis of their weekly menu, and it's posted on their website so parents can go in and look at what exactly is in those chicken rings that they serve at school and how much saturated fat and how much of that. In terms of physical activity, a lot of schools have either received grants to install walking tracks or have in other way got in-kind funds to start them. A walking school bus program has been administered in one county. With teachers, teachers were assessed, and what we saw over the three-year period was a reduction in the number of food rewards being offered in the classrooms, and this was, again, most pronounced in the schools receiving an intervention, and that they had increased the amount of physical activity in the classroom, both through the 10-minute brain breaks and take 10 and brain break activities. Pediatric health care providers, there have been a number of CME programs related to childhood overweight that have been implemented, and we found that at the three-year post-follow-up that the number of physicians reporting doing routine BMI checks and doing education to parents on BMI status has increased significantly, as well as increased number of referrals to nutritionists. Community changes, there have been some community-wide campaigns that have come out of different organizations, increased programs, activities, and services, and some changes within our built environment. And then legislative, the data was used, in a consensus legislation for the Kentucky Medical Association and in legislative support for Kentucky Senate Bill 172, which covers vending and food in schools, and it was passed in, I think, 2005. So we have more stringent legislative action. Our coalition, direct coalition activities, we do an annual triathlon and duathlon and fun run, and this past Labor Day, we had over 130 kids within our community, and we're, again, in rural Kentucky, who participated. And we also sponsor a Let's Just Play Day annually. It's the part of the Nickelodeon process. We do health fairs, back-to-school events, and other community events. And by hub activities, I mean each of us have our respective organizations, and we're asked to do things, and we bring it to the coalition and do whatever we're asked to do. This most recent thing we did was a health house of horrors, and as part of that, we demonstrated what happens to your arteries when you make choices that are not healthy, and interactive activities like that for students. We also have internship available to an undergraduate student who works for the coalition but partners with our local health department and schools in providing interventions, and then website maintenance. And again, I want to emphasize, we have no money. So this has all been done with the resources and generous donation of people's times and different in-kind contributions by local organizations. I'd like to say that we've seen our childhood overweight rates significantly reduce, but that would not be true. But we do have the message of increased physical activity and healthier food choices out there and on the minds of our school and in our community. And that's it. Thank you.